Yay, the kids are finally asleep.
So do you feel like...
playing a game?
I've got a feeling a boss fight's coming up.
Ooh, I just got wrecked.
Headshot, baby.
Ooh, it's your turn to get the baby.
So are you up to the challenge?
Run, 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 run.
And we're dead.
That's when I realized I have no idea what I'm doing.
GG.
And you're tuning in to another episode of the Gamer Parents Podcast, where we say more no as parents than yes as gamers. My name is Joanne, and I'm joined by my wonderful and adventurous husband and gamer partner in crime, Kevin.
What's up, everybody?
If this is your first time here, we are parents who game. We have a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old, and this is where we share about everything and anything about life in parenting and gaming. So to kick things off, Kevin, how has your life been going?
So this week we started both of our kids in swim lessons.
Yes.
Right? So remember, they're 3 and 5, so I think they're at the right ages for that.
Yeah. A bit late for the 5-year-old, but it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, he's had a lot of practice, like, each summer. And I know the summer's just kind of starting, so he's a little bit rusty. But, you know, he's had a lot of practice every prior summer.
With you guys.
Yeah, and so we had their first lesson this week.
An official one.
an actual swim instructor, not with mom or dad.
Yeah.
And so that went well. They really enjoyed it.
No tears, at least.
Well, so Dylan was sad when it was over.
Yeah.
But that's the only...
That's a good kind of sad, you know?
Yeah. He was having so much fun that he was upset that the lesson was over. And like, he wanted to like have his next lesson like right then and there. Yeah, do it all over again.
I know.
And he was excited. All the different like... things, like, he saw them as toys, right, that they were using to teach them to, like, you know, get something from the bottom of the pool, or, you know, pool noodles to, like, keep them afloat and, like, teach them to swim.
Yeah.
All kinds of things that the instructor brought that he hadn't had before. And what did you notice from their swim lessons?
Well, at first I was nervous when it came to our 3-year-old, because unlike her brother, she's... I don't know. Would you call her a water bug?
I think he likes the water a little bit more than her.
Yeah. So she's less of a water bug, right? Compared to him. Yeah. And I think it's because of the number of years that she has been on this earth.
Yeah. I think those extra 2 years Dylan has on her makes a big difference.
And it was so cute when the instructor was kind of like asking her to like put her... nose under the water, kind of like blow bubbles out without the whole head being dunked in. And she was like, nope, nope, nope. But eventually she did. And when she had to like pick those toys that you were talking about, like from that shallow part of the pool, she would try to keep her head like high upwards facing towards the sky and try to reach her hands as low as she can get, because she's like...
Maybe her arms will be long enough
to reach it. I know, yeah. Maybe I could reach it with my hands. And I thought that was funny, like how she tried to go around the method, you know?
Yeah, like the reason they're at the bottom is so that you have to put your head under.
Exactly.
To get to it, yeah.
Yeah, but that's just the first lesson so far, so... we'll see how long we get to talk about this.
Yeah, hopefully by the end of the summer, our kids will be much better at swimming and...
be a mermaid.
Yeah,
so basically that's like her motivation. She needs to learn how to swim so she can be a mermaid.
That makes sense. I mean, everyone should learn how to swim so they can be a mermaid.
Yeah. And speaking of being a water bug, she was introduced to the splash pad this week too for the first time. Actually, it was my first time too. I've never been to a splash pad. So I think I was having more fun than she was. I think it was equal.
That's cool. Yeah, they're different. Like, not everywhere has them, like only certain communities. I remember growing up, my neighborhood, there was one, I think, but only like, I feel like they weren't really a thing until like, maybe like later on in my teenage years. So like, I think I had seen it and kind of been to it like maybe once, but it wasn't like around when I was our kids' age or even quite a bit older.
Yeah, and definitely not on my side either, because
yeah,
it's not a thing in all the countries, I guess. But yeah, it was cool what they have there. They have like different fountains from different halls, and it almost felt like there's this like Bellagio looking fountain, you know, like from, yeah, of different heights. And then we pretend like those are lava being shot out from the ground, and we're like trapped in a cage. So we have to wait for it to go lower, and then she'll jump over it to get out of it. So we were just like playing a lot of imaginary stuff. But we definitely want to go back there with Dylan, because he's never been to one either. Yep. And with you.
Yeah, I think the four of us should definitely go back. It sounded like it was fun.
It was so
fun. And a really cool way to just enjoy the water, you know, when it's so hot outside. Mm-hmm. And also not have to worry about the kids not knowing how to swim.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, can't really get into trouble. Uh-huh.
That versus like the pool.
Yep. So yeah, so that was the Aqua episode. Yeah. This week.
Water World this week.
Mm-hmm.
So what else have you been doing this week?
So this week I had to recharge quite a bit since Kevin was on a trip last week. I was trying to like...
You were owed some time away.
Yeah, I was trying to get some like mom time, you know, to myself. So I got a massage, and I also went for a bingo night out. And I won. So they had like about 5 games of bingo, I think. But I won 1 game.
Woo-hoo. Nice.
It was more like a sip and shop. So it's like at this place where, you know, you order margaritas or wine or any drinks, mocktails even. And then there's like little shops nearby, like who organize this bingo thing. And then they'll, you know, give out gift certificates for you to buy stuff and check out their shop. It's kind of like a promoting thing for women.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I just went and check it out and had some fun. Bought a couple stuff for the Dallas trip, which is upcoming for our dream hack.
Yep.
And if you guys are there, definitely, you know, catch us and get to know us.
Yeah, so that's another thing. We'll be at DreamHack this upcoming weekend,
mm-hmm,
right? Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're going to be there all 3 days in Dallas.
Yeah.
At the big gaming convention.
Yeah, and probably not whole day since we have the 2 kids with us.
That's right, because we're bringing our kids.
Yes.
We're feeling brave and are going to try it with all 4 of us this time.
Mm-hmm. Want to introduce them to the gaming community and the cosplay community.
Yeah, I think I'm really excited to kind of see their impressions of things there,
mm-hmm,
right? Because they're at the point, especially Dylan, where like he'll recognize a lot of characters.
Yes.
Right? Between like Pokemon characters to Kirby to, you know, Mario, mm-hmm, to Zelda and all kinds of different games that he's been exposed to so far. And he's going to recognize all those people and characters and stuff. And mm-hmm, so I'm excited to see his excitement.
Yes, definitely. Me too. And just excited for Faith to see cosplayers as well. Because I'm sure there'll be Princess Peach or...
Yeah, for her, I'm not... Peach. She probably recognizes less characters,
mm-hmm,
than Dylan. And I'm not exactly sure what she's going to be more or less excited by there. Just being that I think she's less into things as Dylan is, just being younger.
Yeah.
So we'll have a lot more to talk about on DreamHack in the next episode, most likely.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this whole week is going to be like preparing for that, right?
Yep.
Getting everything ready for our trip, our road trip is what we're calling it.
Yep.
The kids are super excited just to be in the car and actually driving somewhere far away.
I know. The moment they saw like their suitcases being taken out, they can't wait to like throw in their whole like toy chest into it without considering any like clothes or important stuff.
Yeah, they think they're going tomorrow, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, they do. And this week was also your cousin's birthday.
Yes, who we talk about pretty regularly. His username is Strife.
Mm-hmm.
he hangs out with us a lot physically and virtually as one of our common gaming buddies.
Yes.
Right? And he also lives near us. So we got together and celebrated his birthday, and, you know, especially as him being someone of the community.
Yep.
So we just wanted to say happy birthday to Strife.
Yes, happy birthday, Strife.
We didn't do anything like crazy. We'd go out to eat to Cheddar's again, because it's like kind of like one of our new favorite places.
Yes.
At least it is for me.
And I love Cheddar's, especially honey butter croissants.
The ranch is super good. This time I had the Monte Cristo sandwich, which was good.
Just good.
It was good. Like I probably wouldn't get it like next time we go, but like it'd be in my rotation probably.
Gotcha. I got a salmon and it was good. Like really good.
Yeah. And aside from that, we also did something cool, which was your idea, and you were leading that.
Yes, because it was someone special to us, someone dear to us, right? As family, as a gaming community as well. I've decided to bake him the World of Warcraft chocolate celebration cake. Woohoo! And the people of Azeroth has said that there is no better way to celebrate a special occasion than with this one cake. So,
well, there you have it.
Yep.
It's a good description of it.
And in all honesty, folks, it has just occurred to me when I was starting to bake this cake that I have never baked a cake from scratch. Like, I've made banana bread and all other kind of pastries from scratch, but not a cake ever. Thanks to, like, those cake mixes in the box, you know, the one that we get from store. Things have been easy. But yeah, this was super challenging for me. Not so much on the cake part, but more so for the frosting.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, to get that special consistency of fluffiness for a frosting is like super hard. Like, either I do not have the material for it or the capability to make it that way. It turned out a bit runnier than I thought. But luckily, it still looked good after we put it on the cake, I thought.
It looked good and tasted good. And I think you're just being hard on yourself, but it looked great and it tasted even better.
Yeah, I've always been hard on myself. So this whole like celebration cake is special because it takes like 3 different steps. One is you have to make the frosting. Number 2 is you have to caramelize the hazelnuts. And then number 3 is also like just making the cake in itself. So, yeah, and it's 2 layered, right? So
yes, and I was going to say, there's a lot of ingredients and a lot of steps.
A lot of steps, yeah.
I feel like there was a lot of ingredients that didn't really have to be in there, but were. And then we also added some things, right? Which my favorite one was how we put, in between the 2 layers, we put Oreos.
Yeah.
Right? So basically every piece had like an Oreo kind of tucked away, hidden in there, and who doesn't like Oreos? So
yeah,
I think that was a cool change to the recipe.
I was trying to compensate for it being not as good as I thought.
No, it was still great.
And then I added chocolate chips.
Yeah, so we had hazelnut and chocolate chips.
Yes,
sprinkled on top.
It wasn't part of the recipe, but I did put that. And because we baked it with our 3-year-old, right? Like, she wanted to add all that extra stuff.
Oh, she wanted to add marshmallows.
I know.
And I don't know what else. Yeah.
Yeah. M&Ms. Yeah. She was trying to add everything that she can. I bet she'll put gummy bears in it too if she could.
Yeah.
But yeah. One more thing off the World of Warcraft cookbook.
You have to be getting close to being done with that thing.
No. I think about 20, 30 more recipes. Oh, wow. I know. Exactly. Wow. Cookbook.
Yeah. That's why they call it that.
Yeah. But do give it a like or comment. It's on our Instagram page and Twitter.
And it will be added to our Discord.
Definitely.
As well. So if you want to see the picture of it, check it out.
Yes.
So let's talk about what we've been watching this week, which is that we watched with our kids the original Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Right? It's from like the 1950s or something?
1953, right?
Is that what it was? I don't remember the exact date, but I wouldn't be surprised if you do. But yeah, 1950s something.
Yeah.
And I kind of dip in and out here and there.
But I like it. I've watched it before. I've watched it more than once. And I know like the kids were like really resisting to watch it in the beginning.
I think, oh, they were like 30 seconds in and they were like, I'm bored. I want to watch something else.
I know. I think it's because like the latest Disney movies or shows are more exciting, like right from the start, whether it's Frozen or Encanto.
Yeah. You know?
Everything's like just upbeat right from the start.
Even I remember like I tried putting on Treasure Island for them because I liked that movie as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, I don't like this. Like, is it? And I noticed it was kind of slower than like more recent Disney movies. I think Disney's gotten really good at like, how do you get a kid's attention and keep it for like the entire duration of the movie?
Yeah. And I think it's also like because of modern age where you have more media and everything, people need to be entertained ASAP. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
they don't want to wait. Whereas back then we read books more and like everything has a plot that goes slowly and everything that builds up to the climax. But nowadays people just want it boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't realize how slow it was until like when we start watching it again. And I was like, what? They can't even like wait for Peter Pan to show up. They're like, what's this?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's about it for our life updates. Didn't get to watch Chosen this week. So we'll share about that more in the next episodes if we have time to watch it. But we have something special in store this episode, which is Dylan talking about his experience with the mobile game Plants vs. Zombies. Check it out.
All right. So, Dylan, why don't you tell everyone what we're going to do right now?
We're going to talk about Plants vs. Zombies, and we love you.
Good job. And this is the Plants vs. Zombies that is on the iPad.
I think it's just the original
Plants vs. Zombies. I mean, even computer, I mean.
Yeah, on the computer too.
So, Dylan, you have role credits for Plants vs. Zombies.
Was there credits?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Is that right, Dylan?
Is that right, Dylan?
Yes.
And now you're on Adventure 2, correct?
Yes.
Like I said, rolling credits doesn't mean anything because there's always another adventure coming up. So, Dylan, can you tell us, like, which zombie is your favorite?
Zombie Yeti.
The Zombie Yeti. Why do you like it?
Because it runs away after a short while and it doesn't want to be killed, so that's why we have to kill it fast.
Oh, that's
Do you get anything true. If you do kill it?
So we can put it in our pile and make it higher for the plants zombie.
Like for your total score or something?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And Dylan, what is the total number of zombies you've killed? I see it has reached up to outer space, so they actually pile up all the zombie in the trash, right? Yeah. And then they put the count, the kill count. So what's your kill count? Do you know?
13,000 something.
13,000 something? That's a lot.
You've beaten over 13,000 zombies. Wow, good job.
Good job. So as you all know, Plants vs. Zombies in the mobile app is where like the zombies will try and get to the house and you have to plant plants on the 5 rows to try and get rid of the zombies, right? So Dylan, there's like 5 levels. There's day, there's night, there's...
I know. Day, night, pool, fog, roof.
Day, night, pool, fog, roof. Is that in the right order?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, so what is your favorite level?
My favorite level? Fog, roof, and day.
You like fog, roof, and day?
Yeah.
Wow. Why day?
Because it's super easy and it gets you more suns.
Oh, it's easy and it gets you more suns.
Yeah, I think day is the best for me because it's the easiest.
Me too.
The roof gets really hard.
So what I really like about when Dylan plays this game is he actually opened the book. You know, there's like an almanac. Where they describe all the zombies and all the plants. Yeah, I've never read it myself when I was playing it before, but because of Dylan, I now know my zombies better and their special abilities. What's your favorite plant, buddy?
Plant squash.
What does squash do?
It jumps on zombies and goes all away.
Oh, it jumps on the zombies and then it goes away?
Yeah.
It flattens the zombies too, right? it squashes them like a squash.
Yeah.
What else is there to do in the game? What about the Zen Garden?
Zen Garden, yeah. You can plant stuff and I already have lots of plants.
And then you check back every once in a while and you get stuff?
Yeah, and there's also a snail that helps you collect the coins.
Yeah, the snail helps you collect the coins and...
from the plants that when you do stuff for them.
Yeah, and then what do you use the coins for?
To pay in the shop.
Who shop?
Dave. Crazy Dave.
Is it his house that we're protecting?
No.
No? It's our house? The player's house, right? Our own house, right? It says Dylan's house when it's your game.
Oh, okay. So I guess it is our house. But then we can buy special plants from Dave.
Yes. And Dylan, there are a lot of achievements and mini games as well, right?
Yeah, achievements. And one achievement is to squish 5 zombies with a single squash.
Wow, did we get that achievement yet? Okay.
I bet we could do that.
I bet you could do that, Dylan.
No, I can only do 2.
Really?
I have a plan. I think we can do it. We just put walnuts down and let the zombies build up, and then you put a squash to squish them all.
Whoa, that's a good
one. We have to wait for 5 zombies.
Yeah,
okay. We can do that. What is your favorite mini game?
Mini game?
Yeah, like my favorite is the bowling one. What about you?
The one that you have to get 3 in a row.
3 in a row. Oh, yeah. I like that one. That's almost like Bejeweled or Candy Crush, right?
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I don't think I've seen these mini games before.
Yeah. What level are the mini games usually in? Level five in the pool level or day level or night level.
Because there's like 10 levels of day, 10 levels of night, and then the 5th one of each one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Dylan, remember you told me the new zombies get introduced on certain sub levels? Like, what levels are new zombies appearing in?
Levels are new zombies appearing in?
Mm-hmm.
1, 3, 6, 8. And when you reach Adventure 2 on Fog, it'll be a bit different. It'll be 1, 3, 6, 8, 10.
10 because of the zombie Yeti, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I find this really impressive about Dylan because he actually noticed like the strategy of when new zombies come and how to defeat them.
Yeah, most of us would just like play the game and not even notice that or pay attention.
Yeah.
To, you know, when it in, because it doesn't like tell you, like,
yeah,
he studies it a lot more.
He studies it, reads about it, like a real gamer boy.
Well, you didn't tell them what happens after you beat Adventure 1.
You go to Adventure 2,
which is basically like New Game Plus.
Oh,
it's whenever you beat a game, a lot of times you can basically hit like New Game Plus, and then it pretty much restarts the game, but you get to keep like where you're at and you just go through the same story again.
No, but it's harder.
Yeah, but it is harder. Yeah.
In Adventure 2, they'll choose 3 plants for you, right? They automatically choose 3 plants.
And those are already locked in.
Yeah, so those are locked in.
You're stuck with those 3 and you got to figure out how to beat the level.
Yeah, so you have less plant slots, basically. So you need sands to buy plants, right?
Yeah.
And how do you make sands? You collect them during the day?
You collect them.
We just have to buy sun-producing plants like the sunflower. And what do we do for nighttime?
Get sunshrooms.
Sunshrooms? Are they mushrooms that produce sun? Okay.
But they sleep during the day.
Ah. So how do you wake them up if you are using mushrooms during the day?
Coffee bean, but it's so expensive, which is not good.
Okay, coffee bean always helps the plants and us parents.
Yeah, I was gonna say coffee beans work on the plants and they work on us too. But not you kids. You kids definitely don't need coffee beans.
Yeah, if enough
you
energy.
Are awake all day with tons of energy, aren't you?
I get tired sometimes.
Only at night before bedtime, huh? Like right now, it's almost your bedtime.
Yeah, you're tired now.
No.
So Dylan, do you think we'll be playing more Plants vs. Zombies? Like Plants vs. Zombies 2 and Plants vs. Zombies 3? Do you want me to download those as well?
Yeah!
Okay, we will. But thank you so much, Dylan, for your time.
Wait, are we done?
Yep, because it's your bedtime now, so that means the interview's over.
Oh, you forgot. forgot some questions.
All right. Well, okay. What about this one? I did forget one question. If you could make up your own zombie, what would you make?
A baseball zombie. It first it hits a ball with bat and it makes the player fall down and die. And then it gets and got pooped in the pocket, jumps over the plant, and then it got a bat to hit the plant, and then it just goes like a normal zombie eats the plant.
What? That seems like a really good zombie.
Wow. That's so creative, that's Dylan.
Creative, but too strong, huh?
So OP.
What about if you could make up a new plant?
Yeah, what kind of plant do you
want? What plant would you make? What kind of plant's not in the game that you wish it was? What's your favorite fruit or vegetable?
Orange, and my favorite vegetable is carrot.
Okay.
Okay, and what would the plant do? Is it going to be a carrot?
A punching carrot, maybe?
A carrot?
Or is it going to shoot carrots?
No, it's a carrot, and it shoots, and when it goes near, it points and hits the zombies, and then it shoots only, and then it eats it.
It shoots baby carrots?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And then it can shoot carrots around, more carrots around in the grass.
Wow. Amazing. Like a machine gun carrot.
Yeah.
Good job, dude. I know you're just trying to stall your bedtime, but this is the end. Dylan, do you have anything else to say to the listeners?
Oh, I hope you enjoy the program.
All right. Thank you, buddy. And with that, it is Dylan's bedtime, folks.
Good night, everybody.
So now that we have heard from Dylan on Plants vs. Zombies, the game that he's playing on his iPad right now, We also have been playing a Plants vs. Zombies game, a very different game than what he's been playing.
Mm-hmm.
And that is Plants vs. Zombies Battle for Neighborville.
Yep, which is on our Xbox Game Pass.
It is. It is on Game Pass. And it's not probably the one that we were just talking to Dylan about as far as like really just like defending a garden and, you know, you're planting your plants in rows to defend from zombies and all of that. This one was kind of more like
open world-ish.
Almost. Yeah, I mean it is, but like very small, open world-ish. We did like the story mode.
We did the story mode, so but there's also a PvP mode.
Which we haven't checked out yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did stream this on Twitch last Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to check it out, it's probably still over there. I don't know if we're going to stream it this upcoming Tuesday, but we did get to play it at least once. And we went through the story mode, like we were saying. And it's pretty much just you're a plant, and you shoot these little pellet things out, and you explore this town and, fight zombies and get quests that you try and do and gain levels. And you're able to play with other players. So we were able to play together. I don't know how many people, like, maximum you can play with.
We fought
a few bosses, which were fun. That was probably the highlight for me, like the boss fights.
Yeah, those were hard to me.
Especially that Zen zombie guy. That one was fun.
Oh, yeah. The Zen monster.
It was like different stages. It felt more like a raid kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't that difficult, but like it felt like, there's different waves and like you go from like one stage to the next.
And it also wasn't that difficult because we were on the easy mode, right?
True, yeah. I think we were on the easier mode.
I think the one where we had the quest to defend our flag was harder because there was just the two of us. I think you can have up to 4 players in the story mode.
Oh, maybe.
But for the PvP, I think it's up to 24 online players. So
yeah.
I don't know how that works, but hopefully we could check it out. I don't know.
Yeah, at least it's worth just, checking out at least once and seeing what that's about.
Mm-hmm.
So very different than what I was used to for Plants vs. Zombies, because I've always played the other one, like the original game, for, off and on.
Yeah.
Every now and then. And plus Dylan being into that now.
Mm-hmm.
So this was definitely a different take on it.
Yeah.
Besides like just the regular firing you can do as your plant, like you have, I think, like 3 other abilities you can use. You can like shoot like a grenade kind of thing that explodes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then you can, like, root down and, like,
be a machine
basically
gun.
Be, like, a machine gun.
That was cool.
Plant for, like, a little bit, which is cool. Because, I mean, you can't really dodge anything anymore, but you do a lot more damage.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a risk-reward thing. And then there's one other thing. I don't even know what it does.
Oh, yeah. I didn't understand
It seems like a power-up kind of thing. I don't know, like, if it makes you move. It seems like it makes you move faster, but I can't really tell for sure.
Yeah, probably have to read.
Yeah, and I've been, like, skipping stuff, and, like, I don't think there even was a tutorial. But, yeah, I don't know if there's more to the game that we're missing in that. We only got to play for, like, an hour or two.
There's definitely more. I went in the second time to show Dylan, and everything changed. Like, there's more quests. The world is bigger.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I like that we could run with our roots or something.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It looks like Sonic or something.
Yeah, it looks really cool when you're running as a plant.
Yeah.
One, because plants don't really run normally. And yeah, like you said, it's kind of like it's almost like your wheels are like spinning, right? But they're like your roots.
Your
kinda,
roots.
And you're running on your roots. It's kind of funny looking.
Yeah, very cute.
But yeah, that's Plants vs. Zombies, the battle for Neighborville, at least so far for us. Oh, also you collect tacos, remember?
Oh, yeah.
That thing was kind of cool. You collect everything, like you kill and, you know, you find chests and stuff, you get tacos.
And then you get to buy stuff with the tacos with one of the vendors. I forgot which, or maybe it was upgrade stuff. I don't know. But
someone who really likes tacos.
I don't know.
I don't understand why tacos, like... Did I miss something in one of the other games?
But I thought it was perfect because we were streaming on a Tuesday and we're like, oh, it's Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, it worked. It worked out.
Yeah.
But also this week, you played something very different. And I want you to talk more about that.
So remember the one time when I said I went to the escape game?
Yeah.
And I bought some online escape game, and I thought it was going to be like, what was that we played? Escape Academy?
Yes, which is an amazing game.
Yes. But apparently this was like super different. This one was like, it starts off with a video of the person telling you, you know, this criminal is somewhere and we have to track him down and these are the clues. And then you have like 9 clues given to you and you have to figure that out before you could move on. So the first thing you have to figure out is like his identity, because you find out like, oh, it's actually a fake name that he was using. And to find out his identity, you need to use those clues that were given to you to find out where he used to study at in elementary school, in high school, and in college, which country they were in. So yeah, it was a lot of puzzles to crack with those clues. And I've only used like 4 hints to figure out the whole game, you know? I know you could use more, but I was like kind of like you when you were in the Prison Break escape game.
Yeah.
Like, nope.
It's cheating.
Yeah, not going to use the hint. But yeah, I got stuck sometime and it was so crazy how like the first hint I used was actually like I had to find the link online based on the... Like they gave a website name and I have to actually put that on my browser.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like who would think about that, right? And then it was like right under my nose. I was trying to like decipher what that link meant, and then apparently you just put it in the browser and ta-da.
Yeah, I guess we'd have to think outside the box.
Like,
and like you're not just contained to the window that you're doing the game in or whatever.
Yeah, and then like the second time I needed to use the hint was because I got my centuries wrong. So it's something like in the 16th century,
yeah.
But I was looking at...
Which is the 1600s, right?
You're funny. But I was looking, yes, I was looking at the 1600s, so which is like obviously wrong. And yeah, that got me like stuck for quite a while. And then I had to ask you about why it's wrong. So anyways, that one took a while. Then another one was kind of like math or something. I remember I have to like type in the terminal code and like put camera 1 minus input code equals output code and all that. And you were looking at it like, this is homework.
Yeah, you had like your scratch paper out and like you had all your notes written down, like all of your math work.
Yeah.
Right? Or like you writing things down, trying to keep track of all the information and clues.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And stuff. And I was just looking at this and I'm like, this is probably too mentally challenging than what I would want to be doing.
Exactly. It's not like Escape Academy. Escape Academy seems like way easier once you think about it. But anyway, so that was pretty easy, but I just felt like it was tedious. It was easy, but it was tedious, right?
I know. It's like if train A leaves the station moving X miles per hour, train B leaves, you know, like,
yeah,
I don't know.
All that.
It was just like, this is not my idea of a fun Friday night or whatever it was.
And then the fourth hint I finally had to use was based on a video. So in the video, a guy was typing phone number and calling that phone number. So I tried deciphering that again. Yeah. I was like, okay, what does 1-855 mean? And then I
maybe
actually,
what is that? Does it spell something?
Yeah, exactly.
You make them into numbers. Yeah,
I wrote that all down, and in the end, I was like, okay, I'm lost. So I finally took the walk of shame, clicked the hint button, and it says call the number. Like, would you actually think to dial that on your phone?
Like, I would never. Even if it told me to, I would like second guess that. I'd be like, wait, like actually plug it in my phone and call?
Yeah, so I did. I called. The best way to get scammed.
Were you calling long distance?
No, I don't know. I don't think so.
This is a long distance call?
I think it's a 1-800, so it's probably a toll free. But yeah, I call, and then there's like a voicemail left for me, like, hey, I live here. It's me, Marty. You know, like,
yeah,
come to this hideout. And then I have like a bunch of maps of like my known associates, basically.
Okay.
My bounty's known associates. I have like their names, their details, and where they could possibly be at. And then link what I heard on my phone to which one that was. So, yeah. But we issued an arrest warrant for this guy. And he still managed to escape. So I have part two of this to do again, which I still have.
And just so we know, there's three different parts, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you did part one out of three.
Yeah. And this one that I'm doing is actually a sequel to the heist that I did in the escape room, Houston.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That same person, the same criminal that we're after.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Definitely makes you want to do like another in-person one. Not the kind that you're doing, but like one actually at the physical location. Those are always fun.
Yep, definitely. But yeah, those took me like two of our evenings.
And I can't believe you still actually had to use your cell phone to call.
I know, right? I'll be having spam phone calls now. Anyways, while I was doing the homework stuff, what were you up to, adventurous gamer man?
Yeah, so this last week I played a little bit more Super Mario Odyssey. Not a ton.
I thought you finished it.
I rolled credits.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Then, I don't know, I guess
those fake credits, huh?
I don't know. Like, I feel like a lot of Switch games lately have been doing this where you roll credits and then it's like, oh, but now there's all this new stuff that you can go and do. And I feel like I didn't really beat the game even though I got to the credits. And so, I don't know if I explained that, but basically every new level will have like a bunch of new power moons to collect. Like, I don't know exactly how many, maybe like 15 to 20 per level.
Yeah,
something
you
like
did.
That.
I remember you explained that.
So, I've just been going back to like different kingdoms and trying to collect some of those stars. And I've probably went back to like maybe 4 or 5 different levels, kingdoms is what they call them in the game. And kind of explored some more. And so I'll probably do that through like the rest of the kingdoms and just kind of see what's new and see which power stars I can get. I don't think I'm going to go through and collect every single one just because there's a lot and I have other stuff I want to play. So I'm probably maybe a couple weeks from being completely done, at least at the rate that I'm playing through this last little bit of the game.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that's at least what my expectations are with it. So, aside from Odyssey, I have also been playing Fortnite. I've been back into Fortnite. It's been a while since we talked about it.
Yeah.
And
it was
we didn't get to play it together this week.
Yeah, you played
I kinda
with
went
Strife.
Back to it. Yeah, with Strife. And we barely caught the end of last season, which I think is season 2. Is the one that had the, you know, basically the same season we were playing when prior with all the Greek gods. Mythology, yeah. You know, and Avatar, The Last Airbender, oh, yeah, stuff in there mm-hmm. too. Mm-hmm. And they still had waterbending, but they had also added some new cool stuff that's from Star Wars. Like you could get like a lightsaber,
oh,
right? And you could use that to fight with people, which was cool. The main thing was the sounds, because they got the sounds right. It sounds just like it does in Star Wars with the lightsaber when you use it to attack people.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't seem super good. I think I only got it like one or two games, but it was really fun to use. Very fun to use.
Isn't it melee weapon?
Yeah, it is.
I don't like fighting with melee.
Yeah, you kind of have to be more strategic about when and where you're using it.
True.
But mostly it was just really cool. It wasn't like fun to use or fun to play with. It was just like, it's a lightsaber, right? Lightsabers are cool. But they also have like a blaster, which is what they call them in the movies, right? It's just it's a gun, like a laser gun.
Oh, yeah.
Shoots lasers, pew-pew lasers.
Pew-pew.
And I got that, and I was like, oh, this is, you know, high quality. It's mythic or legendary or whatever they call them. And it's like, it's got to be good, right? So I take it, I try using it, and I can't really hit anyone with it. Like, very rarely. I miss so many shots.
Don't blame your skill like on mid-range. The weapon.
No, I know. And I'm like, this is unlike any other weapon in the game that, like, shoots projectiles pretty much. And
now I gotta try it. I might hit someone.
and then I see some stormtroopers like uh-huh. at a certain camp or whatever, like in the game. And I make a joke about like hopefully they're, you know, as accurate as they are, you know, in Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
And then it occurs to me, like, I'm using this blaster gun and I'm shooting like a stormtrooper with that gun because it is so inaccurate.
That's funny.
And then I'm like starting to figure out, like, I think this is just supposed to be like a joke.
That's
like
funny.
That weapon is just so hard to actually hit people with
uh-huh.
because of how inaccurate it is. And I think it's kind of poking fun at the whole stormtrooper thing. That's uh-huh. how I felt about it. And then once I realized that, I immediately like ditched that gun and like never went back to it.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So that gun was made for people like me. I'm a stormtrooper.
You accidentally hit people with it. Yeah. It's yeah, it was pretty funny. And then I realized that I was the stormtrooper the whole time. So that was like the very end of the season. We literally got in and then the next day the season ended, which I didn't know it was going to end. So I'm kind of glad we jumped in the day we did, so I got to see the Star Wars weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, Fortnite started a new season 3, I believe.
And it's called?
And it's called Wrecked.
You mean Wrecked.
Yeah, that's right. And it's really got this whole, like, Mad Max vibe.
Where water is a commodity.
Yeah, so, like, it feels very wastelandish, like, post-apocalyptic kind of, where... Like, the main thing that they've added kind of into the game is that all of your vehicles, you can find these boxes, like, scattered throughout the map to, like, upgrade your vehicles. And literally, all you have to do is drive your vehicle into this box.
Uh-huh.
And you can upgrade it in, like, one of three different ways. Like, you can upgrade, like, the tires. And basically, like, the front end, you can get, like, basically, like, things that'll help you, like, flip over vehicles or, like, do more damage to people,
uh-huh,
you know?
Uh-huh.
You know, like, in Mad Max type of movies where they, like, deck out, like, the front of the vehicle with, like, spikes and all kinds of crazy metal stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know? Yeah. And then you can also find boxes that give your vehicle a weapon. And I've only found, like, there's, like, a grenade launcher and, like, a machine gun, which basically make you a lot more dangerous in vehicles than like ever before in Fortnite.
Unless I'm driving it, right?
Maybe. Yeah. But even then you still have somebody in like a gunner seat too, true. Like fighting people. And like that's kind of like the way to win the game, it seems like. Is like you deck out your vehicle and you fight other people in other vehicles, and if they're not in a vehicle, you kind of have the upper hand for the most part.
I can't wait to try it, because number one, I can't drive. Even in Fortnite, I mean.
Yeah. And so vehicles are a big part of this season.
Gotcha.
And Strife and I ended up getting a victory.
Yeah.
So we won. And that time we were basically in a vehicle the whole time. And it was super decked out. And I think we ended up getting like 22 kills between the two of us.
Crazy.
It was a really fun game, but it was all about the vehicles. So I don't know. Hopefully they change it at some point during the season. But for right now, that's fun. And it'll probably be fun for at least a little while. Yeah. But that's pretty much it for Fortnite right now. I'm also still playing Hearthstone here and there a little bit. I feel like I'm shifting from Hearthstone to Fortnite, so a little bit of overlap.
Okay.
Right now, just the Battlegrounds, nothing new. Mm-hmm. And then Marvel Snap.
Is it anything new?
Which I'm still waiting for my account sync issue to kind of be fixed, right? Because I need to have my Marvel Snap account tied to my email.
Uh-huh.
So that I can log in from other devices.
Yeah.
Right? I'll be able to log in from my computer.
Oh, no.
Especially because I've been having issues with my phone
lately,
right? And my phone's the only place I have access to my account because it's not linked. So if my phone were to die, I would lose all of my progress. I would probably have to give it up because I don't think I have it in me to like start from scratch. That would suck. I would literally like ruin my month if I like lost everything in Marvel Snap, especially because I buy the Battle Pass every week.
Well, make sure you keep
every month or whatever.
Telling them, like booking them for it.
Well, I mean, I just have to wait. I think probably like 2 more weeks for like my old account to like be detached from my email so that I can do that, especially with the issues I've been having with my phone, and like I'm worried that I won't get it linked in time or something. So basically what is going on is my phone is having a hard time charging. Like I'll plug it into the charger and nothing, unplug it, plug it back in, nothing. And I'll basically keep trying this like over and over again, and then like after like 20 to 30 tries it'll work.
Yeah.
Right, and sometimes I'm sitting there for like 5 minutes, like just like trying to plug my phone in, like trying to get it to charge.
It's so frustrating, to be honest.
Like now, I like for years I've always taken it for granted to like just plug your phone in and it'll charge, and now I'm like, how long is it going to take me to get my phone to charge?
True.
Yeah, and even then, like once I do get it charging, I don't want to touch it because like it'll disconnect really easily, and then I have to go through that process all over again.
Yeah.
So, like, once I get it charging, I'm like, leave it alone until it's done.
Yeah.
And I have to do that, like, once a day at least. So, I don't know. It's just a pain going through it right now, but...
Definitely. Hopefully, we can get it figured out and not have to lose all your progress. Because I enjoy listening to you talk about Marvel Snap.
Yeah, I'm looking at getting a new phone, so hopefully I can get my account linked and then get everything moved over to my new phone at some point.
Yep.
And everything should be good there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it for gaming.
Yeah, that's it for gaming and life.
Yeah, so let's jump into new games, I guess.
Yeah, go ahead.
So new games released this week. We have Bread and Fred on Switch. Duck Detective, The Secret Salami on Switch and PC. Joanne's laughing at all of these so far.
I know.
Eternal Threads on all consoles. Haunty on all consoles and PC. I don't know if I said that right. Ooh, here's one. Paper Mario, The Thousand Year Door on Switch.
New one.
World of Goo 2.
Yay!
On Switch, PC, and Mac. Multiverses on PS5, Xbox Series X and S. PS4, Xbox One, and PC, and Vampire the Masquerade, Otteries of New York on iOS and Android. Any of those stand out to you?
World of Goo 2.
Which you have played World of Goo before, right? And I forget, what was that game like?
It's like an engineering thing where you have to build structures. You connect the goos and like build structures to get to the other end of your goal, wherever you're supposed to go.
You're trying to get the goo from one place to another by... Do you, like, draw things?
No, you just, like, pull them, stretch them out, and then they connect.
Oh, okay.
But it's really hard because there's, like, a lot of obstacles. And the kids play that in the library, too.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, so it's very entertaining, very mind-boggling.
Mind-boggling, okay. I like those. Well, obviously, Paper Mario sticks out to me because we've been playing Paper Mario here recently.
We have to tell Dylan. Once he finishes this one, he gets the new one.
He's getting close. He's getting very close to beating Paper Mario 64.
Yeah.
And that might be one of the next games he gets into.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But what about Game Pass games this week? What can you share with us there?
New on Game Pass is Galacticare on Xbox Series X and S, PC and Cloud, Haunty, which is a day one release on console, PC, and cloud. And Moving Out 2 on console, PC, and cloud.
I'm curious what Moving Out is about.
I don't know. Just maybe boxing stuff, backing stuff, and boxing.
I guess. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm yet to decide if that would be fun or not. If it was anything like real life, then no. And obviously, Haunty being a day one release, and I still don't know if that's even how you pronounce it, but being on Game Pass now, and we could technically check it out.
Yep. But that is it for updates. Let's go to where you can find us. You can check us out on YouTube at Game of Parents Podcast.
Or over on Twitch for our weekly Tuesday night streams, where we are at live at 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time at twitch.tv/gamerparentspod, or over on Twitter at twitter.com/gamerparentspod,
or over at Instagram at gamer_parents_podcast.
So give us a like, follow, subscribe, whatever it is, wherever it is, and we would greatly appreciate it. We love those ratings and reviews over on Apple Podcasts, where we love to read them out loud on the podcast whenever we come across them.
But the best place to hang out with us would be on our Discord. The link to our Discord server can be found on the episode description.
That's where we talk about life and games and family and everything in between all throughout the week.
But this is it for episode number 91. 9 more till episode 100.
And we will catch you in the next one.
Bye.